I remember my parents used to say to me that the things you want in life take effort. I really didn't understand that what they were telling me was that if you get something easily, it's not valuable, it's not worth it. Anybody could have that. And I didn't really fully comprehend until I was an adult that that's true for almost everything. And usually you see the benefit of having worked hard for it once you have it. And I want to talk about that principle when talking about keto and weight loss and low carb, high fat today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet Rivera, and I'm a psychologist working out of Montreal, Canada. And I try to do my best to help people to understand that your beliefs and perceptions and ideas have a very big impact on your physical health and your mental health. And today we're talking about the fact that there's no such thing as easy weight loss, even when we're talking about the ketogenic diet. There's no such thing as easy weight loss at all. And yet, so many people do the ketogenic diet and talk about how easily they lost weight, how quickly they lost weight, and all of that, I'm not disputing. My own story on the ketogenic diet was a very swift weight loss, 6 months to get to my goal. I'm not disputing that there are people who lose weight quickly on keto or low carb, high fat or paleo or any other diet. What I'm disputing is that weight loss is easy, because it's not. I'm going to tell you why. And I have some notes. And the first thing I want to talk about is that weight loss takes a consistent effort. One of the things that a lot of people struggle with is they set themselves a goal of, for example, I want to lose weight. And then 4 or 5 days in, 2 or 3 weeks in, they are no longer focused on their goal. So weight loss takes a consistent effort. Every single day, I need to be conscious of what I'm eating and why, right? I need to understand that I'm choosing quality foods that are going to help me to build my body, that are going to help me to fuel my body. And I'm choosing foods that are nutrient dense because I also want to get the micronutrients, so the vitamins and minerals that are going to help my body to fuel itself. If I don't think about that every day, then I'm not going to be consistent in choosing those foods. Unfortunately, it's so easy in our society to go to a dépanneur or go to a dépanneur is like a corner store. I live in Canada, or to go to a restaurant, a fast food restaurant especially, and order things that are actually not healthy. They're cooked in inflammatory oils and they have extra sugars added to them to make them taste just right. And you know what? We don't think about the fact that those extra sugars and inflammatory oils are not going to help us to feed our body properly, to reduce inflammation. And so basically, again, I'm not being consistent. If I want to lose weight, I have to be on a daily basis eating foods that are towards that goal. So that's the first thing I'm going to point out. We are not consistent in our efforts to lose weight. In our inconsistency, part of the problem with that is that we don't plan. So that's the second thing I'm going to point out. We're trying to lose weight, we're not consistent, and part of the reason we're not consistent is that we don't plan. Do we have a meal plan for the week, for the month even? Do we know how we're going to do those days out? So if I'm trying to lose weight, does it make sense that I'm not going to ever go out with my friends because I'm trying to lose weight? Of course not, right? My mental health is not just about how I feel and look. It's about how much engagement I get with the people I love and care about. If I want to see my friends, but they're going to a restaurant, so I'm not going to go to the restaurant because. So again, it's about planning. If they're going to a fast food restaurant, I'm probably going to pass on that because the chance that I'm going to find something healthy to eat at a fast food restaurant, much less likely. However, it's doable. There are a lot of people that talk about going to fast food restaurants and ordering their food and taking off the bun and eating just the patties, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially if at your home, maybe you're still using some of those oils that they might be using at the fast food restaurant. If you haven't switched all of your oils and you haven't, then maybe it's similar to you and it doesn't matter to you. What I'm asking you to do, though, is to consider to be consistent and to plan what you're doing. So if I'm going out with my friends and I don't plan for how am I going to eat at this restaurant, so I might Google the restaurant in advance so that I know what's on the menu, so that I know what substitutions I can make. I might even call the restaurant to say, hey, I'm coming to your restaurant today. Can I sub this for this or that for that? And see what they say before I get there. If I know in advance that this is a restaurant that's friendly to people who are trying to maintain their weight or trying to lose weight, I'm gonna be much more confident when I get there to tell the waiter what I want, knowing that they do this kind of thing. Plan your days out, plan your parties. If I'm going to a party and I'm thinking that either A, I'm gonna be offered food, or B, I might be offered alcohol, am I prepared with what I'm going to say, right? Do I know, A, am I prepared, am I going to have or not? So letting myself know if I'm going to have or not. And then secondly, if I'm not going to have certain things, am I prepared what I'm going to say? A lot of times we're so worried about people judging what we're doing, especially when we're doing a meal plan that's different. You know, the ketogenic lifestyle, the paleo lifestyle, the vegan lifestyle, the low carb, high fat lifestyle, they're outside of what people generally believe is normal, quote unquote. Everything's normal on some level. Food is food, right? The standard American diet is seen as normal, and it's quite inflammatory and harming us. So what I'm trying to help you to see is that when we allow ourselves to say, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm going to do it, this is what I might say if someone asks me a question, then we're not thrown off guard when someone does ask us a question. Right? We're prepared. So that's important too. Now, the other thing that makes it difficult, because it is difficult, is that we need to understand processes that we never thought about understanding before. And I say need to. I believe, again, psychologist, I believe that understanding the processes helps us to be successful. And the reason that I'm saying that is this. When we know why eating sugar causes us to gain weight, more so than eating fat. So when I know that carbohydrates are an energy source, fats are an energy source, but yet when I eat carbohydrates, my insulin rises. And when my insulin rises, my whole body goes into fat storage mode. When I know that piece of information, I start looking at the foods I'm choosing very differently, right? That's one piece of information. There are so many other pieces of information that we need to understand when we're talking about changing our diet, because it's not just the macronutrients, which is proteins, carbs, fats, water. It's not just the macronutrients we need to understand. It's also the micronutrients, vitamins and minerals. You know, understanding that when you stop eating carbs, you're going to lose water because carbohydrates retain water. When I lose water, I'm going to lose salt. When I lose salt, my body's going to be unbalanced. And then I might have to do things to rebalance my... Like, if I don't understand all of that, then I might live in a situation where I'm completely physically uncomfortable and not realize it's because my micronutrients are a little bit out of whack, right? Because sodium, if you don't have sodium, your potassium is going to be out of whack with the rest of your system. The magnesium is going to be out of whack, right? All of these things are connected because we're a system. So it's important for us to understand the things that we need to do to keep ourselves healthy, the things that we need to do to, like, the pieces of the puzzle and how they come together, the food that we eat, how it affects the hormones that are in our system, and how those hormones affect the foods that we eat, because that's the other part of the story. When I eat carbs, my brain is actually being stimulated because the dopamine receptors in my brain are being touched on, and it's causing me to want to eat more carbs because it's like affecting the pleasure sensors in my brain. And so then I'm getting signals sent now to me telling me to eat more carbs, regardless of whether or not I need more energy. Because again, remember, we're talking about people who are trying to lose weight. So I'm overweight and I have energy. I'm on board all the time, but yet I'm not tapping that energy because my mind, which had its dopamine receptors, so my brain, which had its dopamine receptors stimulated, is telling me, go get more of that. Honestly, think alcoholism, thing, drug addiction. You're constantly being pushed to go get more sugar, go get more sugar, go get more sugar. So it's not just that, like, the food affects me and my hormones, but my hormones actually turn around and push me to get more of what I shouldn't be eating. So it's really important to understand how our body works. It's really important to understand how the hormones and the foods affect each other so that when you're trying to make better choices, you're able to make better choices because you're actually in a position where you can understand what your body's doing, and then you can consciously act in a way towards your goals, which goes back to the first thing that we talked about, that whole idea that it takes effort, a consistent effort. And we're going to step into the next one that I was going to say, which is that it takes commitment. It's important to be committed to this idea that I want to be healthier. It's important to be committed to the idea that I can actually do it, which goes back to being consistent. It's important to be committed to the idea that what I've learned about my body, I can apply, and I can apply it consistently, and I can apply it and be successful at it. So again, I have to be committed to this idea. I have to believe in myself that there's a reason that I gained the weight that I gained, and with knowledge and understanding of how that happened, I can make it different. And it's not about believing faulty ideas. It's so important. Again, we're talking about a ketogenic lifestyle. We're talking about a low carb, high fat lifestyle. We're talking about a paleo lifestyle. It's important for us to understand that the nutrient richness, the nutrient density of the food we eat will determine whether or not we lose weight. If we eat nutrient dense, high quality foods, we will lose weight because our body will not be rushed with sugar. Our body will be getting high quality protein, high quality fats, and high quality carbohydrates that allow it to use the energy rather than store it. If we allow ourselves to do that consistently and we're committed to this idea that we can change what's happening for us, then we will lose weight, right? But we have to be committed to it. And the final thing is, and this is the hardest part for 99% of people, is understanding that it takes time. Yes, are there people who have lost large amounts of weight doing a ketogenic lifestyle? Yeah, of course there are. And in short periods of time? Yes, of course there have been, right? Honestly, by definition, I guess I'd be one of them. Do I believe that everyone is going to lose weight that quickly? No. Everybody's different. One reality that I had that maybe other people don't have is that I came into this lifestyle for a hip reason, not a metabolic reason. And there's a difference. If you have a lot of metabolic issues that you need to solve, I guarantee you that your body is going to prioritize having healthy internal organs over how much you weigh. I'm not a doctor, but certain things just make sense. And from a psychological point of view, from a common sense point of view, if my body has to deal with me having a broken leg or being overweight, I'm sure it's going to put all its energy towards fixing my broken leg. And so in my mind, I feel like it's the same thing. If my body has to deal with potentially damaged or on the brink of being damaged internal organs versus I'm overweight, my body's going to heal the organs first, and then it's going to deal with my weight issue. So, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that points to this being the truth. A lot of people that talked about feeling better first before they started to lose any weight, just physically feeling better. And then the weight came off. And honestly, if I think about myself, that was also the case. My hip started to feel better within 2 weeks. And I had, well, I mean, I did lose water weight for sure and a bit of weight. But I would have to say that they were kind of running about the same speed, right? But I had not lost all of the weight before my hip was feeling dramatically better. So even I'm a good example of that. I feel like my body healed my hip because that was excruciating and it went down from excruciating to manageable and then down from manageable to I forgot I had the hip issue within, I would say, months. So, and the weight loss took longer than that to heal. So my point being, prioritize your health, obviously, And understand that it takes time. You're worth it though, right? Like, honestly, you're worth the energy effort that you're gonna put in to making this a reality for yourself, because it doesn't matter what kind of weight loss you're gonna do, it takes work. It's not easy to lose weight. It's not easy to completely change the way that you've been eating for years and years and years. But I will say that when you commit to it, what you will recognize is that it gets easier. Because once I'm committed to something, once I tell myself I am doing this, then I'll do it. And I'll do it regardless if someone offers me something. I'll do it regardless of whether I see something. I'll do it regardless of whether I think it's hard. If I've committed to doing it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep doing it until I get the result that I'm looking for because I committed to doing it. And well, that's just a good way to be with yourself because you're doing this because you love yourself and you know it's going to be better for you. At least that's the reason I did it for myself. So I really hope that this video helps you to understand that yes, losing weight on a ketogenic diet, losing weight on a low carb, high fat diet, losing weight on any diet you're ever going to do will take work. But it's worth the effort you're going to put in because it's towards your own health and it's towards you being the better version of yourself that you can be. And understand the processes that you need to do to make it happen. Don't go in blindly. That's what people do when they think it's not going to take work. They go into it saying, oh, I just have to do this. I just have to do. No, you're just not just doing anything. Changing the entire way that you eat means changing the entire way that you shop, means changing the entire way that you cook, means changing how often and maybe the places you go out to eat, means changing the way that you interact in meals with friends, means changing the way that you interact with meals at parties. It means changing everything. Because food in our society is the center of a lot of stuff. So, is it easy? No, it's not easy. Will people ask you questions? In the beginning, at least, you might feel shy to answer. You might feel unsure what to say. You might get a lot of comments that are discouraging. Sure, all that's going to happen. Or it might happen, might not happen. I mean, I can't guarantee. What I can say though is, are you doing this for them or are you doing it for you? Again, back to the how am I thinking about this? What does it mean to me? Am I truly committed to my better health? Or am I going to allow someone else's ideas or judgment? Or am I going to allow the fact that it's Christmas time to stop me from doing what I know is better for me? Right? Because I have, that means I'm doing my holidays differently as well. This is going to be the first Christmas I'm going through since I started my ketogenic lifestyle. But you know what? I'm not worried. Part of the reason I'm not worried is that I've already done suppers and meals at my parents' place, and they know how I'm eating. So chances are very good, as it is in every scenario that I've ever been in, I'll find some kind of meat that I can eat, or I'll find some kind of salad that I can have. Or if I really feel like it, I might bring some of my own meals just so I have what I feel like having. But at the end of the day, why I'm going to be successful at Christmas is that I'm going to plan it, right? One of the five things that I just mentioned. I'm going to plan it. Why I'm going to be successful in the new year is because I'm going to plan it. I'm going to stay committed. I'm going to stay consistent. I already understand how this process works. And because I've already seen how investing the time in making myself healthier benefited me, I'm invested in putting more time, giving myself more time to even accomplish more gains because I can, right? And you can too. So I hope this video has helped you to understand that weight loss is not easy. Even when you're doing keto, it's not easy. Even when you're doing low carb, high fat, it's not easy. I hope you, though, have seen that if you implement these few steps and really focus yourself, you can do it because it's about your health at the end of the day. What is it you're trying to accomplish? If you're trying to accomplish good health and weight loss is part of that journey, then you need to focus, you need to prioritize. You need to make sure that you're doing these steps so that you can be healthier. Thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'll see you in the next video. I really appreciate you sticking with the podcast all the way to the end. And if you wouldn't mind, just take a moment to rate me so that my podcast can show up in more and more people's feeds. That'd really help me. And if you have ideas for future topics that you'd like to hear me talk about, because I do want to make these videos for you guys, then take a moment and send me an email at happytakeswork@ gmail.com. And I'm more than happy to make some specific content just for you guys. All right, I'll talk to you in the next video.